Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. And before I forget how to pronounce her name correctly, welcome Nadine Lajoie.
Hello, thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome, and I am a stickler on pronouncing people's names correctly, so I wanted to say it correctly, Nadine. Listen, we're super excited to have you on the program, and to set this up for my listeners, award-winning motorcycle racer, financial expert, best-selling author, speaker, life coach, and also we've got a teen CEO show, which I'm really fascinated to hear about. We heard about Nadine, and we wanted to get her on the program. She is probably one of the most interesting guests I think we've ever had. What a diverse background. What in the world brought you down this path you're on? I mean, what a unique combination of background. There's so much we could talk about. Where'd you come from, lady?
Yes, I came from, my dad was a farmer, and the little town was 800 people, and I always had the big idea of traveling the world and singing instead of sitting down and being a businesswoman. So now I really combine everything that I learned in my life in sports and music and business all together, because I think when you get the champion mindset once, it's easier to get it for the other way. So that's why I switched from music to volleyball to business to motorcycle racing and now to the TV show, because once you get the 5 secrets of the high achiever, you can apply that in everything in your life.
Amen to that. Well, Nadine is the author of one of her accomplishments, Win the Race of Life with Balance and the Passion at 180 miles an hour. Have you been gone that fast?
Yes, at Daytona Bike Week, actually, I raced there. In the banking, we go about 180, maybe
wow.
178, because I was not one of the fastest. But you know what? At Daytona, the reason that I finished third at Daytona against 75 guys is because on Sunday morning, it was raining. And half of the people didn't show up.
Wow.
And something switched in my head to say, I need to focus one corner at a time.
Yes.
What is my dream? What is my finish line? And just dance with my bike, go with the flow, and just breathe in my helmet. And these are all the concepts and analogy and metaphor that I use for business and life, because in life, a lot of people are not successful because they don't even show up. They are waiting to be perfect instead of being just excellent, and they are just stopped by that paralysis analysis, I think you say in English, that the people don't even take the start.
You got it right, because if you don't show up, you don't show up, you can't race.
No, absolutely not.
Outstanding. Well, Nadine has earned a lot of awards and been recognized and all kinds of media outlets. The list goes on and on here, Nadine. You're impressive. I applaud your efforts, and I love what you're doing. And so you got this big new project you're working on. Besides the book you've gone on, you've got a teen CEO show. This is a family-oriented entertainment reality TV show that teaches about business and this champion mindset that you embody. And so you're on a mission here, aren't you?
Yes, I'm on a big mission. I think good when I semi-retired at 36 years old from my financial business. Actually, I'm still president of my financial business, and my vice president is running the business. But I said to myself, what is my next goal? What can I bring to the planet? And I had always that little story, that big story, actually, like until the age of 25, I wanted to commit suicide. And I was good at sports, at music, at school, good parent, good family, good everything. But when you have the big hole inside, there is no way you can get out of it unless you really work hard on it. And when I was a teenager, I didn't have a role model. I was having a couple of speakers coming in my school, but they look like not even happy in their life. So I said, what can I do to really help those teenagers with all my story about the racing? Of course, when I show them my video of racing or my picture with the knee on the ground, I'm a cool chick right away. So I can grab their attention, and at the same time, teaching them about lesson about business, marketing, branding, marketing strategy and all that. But at the same time, I'm bringing my little Oprah Winfrey into the mix too, with that personal growth and everything that I did in my life to get out of those bad years. So it's really a mix between Oprah Winfrey with the personal side and Donald Trump, like the apprentice, so we are teaching business to teams and building teams so like that they can finish the TV show and having their own business running with different team members with them.
That's amazing. So this is a way of, you know, engaging children and getting them involved and really getting them passionate about things that, like you have been with your multiple, so it's almost like multiple careers that you've already embarked on, and you're still on the front end of all this. I'm sure that you'll be thinking of another project that you will be involved with. This is pretty exciting. So what motivates you, Nadine? I mean, this is a very inspiring story. What motivates you to do this and do what you do?
It's really to help people to overcome their fear. The three things that I really teach people is overcome your fear and also becoming an entrepreneur from A to Z. A lot of people, they are trying to be an entrepreneur, but that needs so much money at the beginning. If you don't do a lot of things by yourself, I learned how to do my Photoshop, my website, my flyers, everything, and I didn't know nothing, and I didn't even speak English in 2007 when I came in the States. So this is the second thing, become an entrepreneur from A to Z. And the number three is really using your branding, get more media exposure, like having more buzz around your name. Use all your stories. And I know every one of you, every one of the listeners, everybody has different stories. Some people are coming from background and being abused and this and that, and they turn their life like 180 degrees or 180 miles per hour. So everybody has their story, but often the people, they don't know how to put all that together. And when I came here in the U.S. in 2007, they told me, because I barely spoke English at that time and my accent is still strong, but like until 2010, 2011, people were still telling me I will never be on TV, never be on the radio, and never be a speaker on stage because my English accent was too strong. And the big lesson into that is never, ever listen to people who discourage you. For me, it's kind of a racing fuel in my gas tank. When somebody tells me, you cannot do that, my only goal is to prove them that they are wrong. But in a good sense, because if it appeals to me, if I feel it in my gut, I will pursue the dream.
Amen.
If I don't feel it, I don't pursue the dream. So there is a fine line between prove yourself right and also prove yourself right, but it's the right thing for you to do.
Well, that's pretty clear. There will be the detractors, right? There will be those that are jealous or who you make them insecure or you make them feel maybe not the way they want to feel about themselves, or they may feel a sense of frustration or just pure flat out jealousy. There's always going to be those folks out there, and they may not even mean to do it, but some people are going to be threatened by people that strive and want to be more than they are now.
Yes, absolutely. And I talk about that also in my book, Win the Race of Life, on how to get out of your comfort zone. And I have different exercises for people to really stretch yourself. Always at one little step at a time, one corner at a time, like we say in motorcycle.
Yeah.
Because when you are in corner one, you cannot think about corner two or corner three because you can crash and you can die. Yes, you know your finish line. You know what you need to do. But on each step, each day, each hour, each minute, people need to be focused like you are going at 180 miles per hour. And you need to feel that balance into the imbalance. And those are all the tricks that I teach in my book and in my speaking engagement, and also, of course, in the Teen CEO show, I will teach a lot about that too, because for me, that metaphor and analogy about racing is something new in the market. Of course, I'm the only one on the planet, I think, we're using that so strongly. And that makes people react, because a lot of people, they don't like motorcycle or they love it. So there is kind of no in-between, it looks like. So in life, this is the same thing. When you focus on something, you cannot focus on other thing at the same minute. maybe in 1 hour you focus on something else. So it's why I was able to accomplish so many things in so many areas of my life.
Well, I've tried to get my wife to let me get a motorcycle, and all I've gotten her to let me do is get a sports car. So I guess I'm going to have to talk to her. Will you talk to her and tell her that I need to get a bike so I can do this too?
Oh, my God. I was not able to convince my parents, my boyfriend, my family, my friends. Everybody is so happy that I stopped racing in 2011. And I raced between 2003 and 2011. And I finished third at Daytona against 75 guys and top 10 in national USA against guys and a woman championship in Canada. I didn't know nothing about motorcycle racing in 2003, got my first bike in 2001.
Wow.
So that's why I think God gave me so many gifts and so many talents, is really to show people that if I can do it, so can you. This is extreme what I did, and I don't ask anybody to do that. Besides my event at the racetrack, people can even experience to go on the back of a bike on the racetrack at 140 miles per hour with a professional motorcycle racer. Pretty amazing, the energy, the adrenaline, and how people can become unstoppable and really live on the edge, get out of their comfort zone with that motorcycle breakthrough exercise. Like Tony Robbins, they walk on the fire, but with Nadine, they go on the bike.
I think I will take the bike ride with Nadine over walking on hot coals. I think that would be a lot better. All right, we'll grab a quick break, Nadine. We come back. I want to hear more about your racing system and the inspiration for your 90-day challenge, and then how this translates to the business world and finance especially. Stay right there.
Where can you find more spin than in politics? If you said financial services, you'd be correct. Ask a stockbroker how you should invest your money, and what do you think he'll say? Ask an insurance agent the same question, and what do you think you'll hear? Unfortunately, when an advisor is limited in what he can offer, he is often understandably biased. You'll need to ask questions. Ask advisors what products and services they can and can't offer. Ask about their licensing and credentials. Remain skeptical. This public service has been brought to you by Holland Financial. We want to help you plan stronger. For more information, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We had Nadine Lajoie on the line with us, and she is all that. She is an award-winning motorcycle racer, financial expert, best-selling author, speaker, life coach, working on a great new teen CEO show, which is it's fascinating. The book is Win the Race of Life with Balance and Passion at 180 miles an hour. The website for the Teen CEO Show, if you're interested in learning more about that, is teenceoshow.com. And of course, you can look at NadineRacing.com. And there's just so much we could get to, Nadine. And I don't know, we only have so much time. So I want to jump back over to the racing system. And what I really want to get to is how you talked about the adrenaline on the bike and how people can get out there and have this experience. And how do can people that are in the business world or in the financial world, especially, because I can relate to that very well, how do people get unstuck and realize that they can do more and become very passionate about what it is they do and take what you're doing and learn from it?
Yeah, thank you very much. It's a great question. And actually, I want to answer in two different steps. The first step is really having a plan, having a strategy. And I work a lot with my coaching clients on the 12-quarter plan. And as a financial planner, actually, I learned that exercise as a financial planner is making your goals in the 6 different areas of your life for the next 12 months. So you can realize like 18 goals or 36 goals in the next 36 months. And to have that plan, I developed my Prosperity Racing System, which is the acronym of racing. And the R is recognize your finish line in 3 different areas of your life. So with that 6-step process, you have another 18 goals. So that's why that makes 36 goals in the next 36 months. So R is for recognize your finish line. A is for act one corner at a time, whatever action you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
C is for care about your family, your business, every detail in your life and your business. The I is for empower. This is a word that I invented because of my strong French-Canadian accent. Inspire, empower, or empower, everything sounds the same. So I said, okay, let's invent a word that means 3 things. Inspire, empower and go inside yourself and discover your power. The N is for never give up, and the G is for get it done. Get that extra step, that extra phone call. As a financial planner, you know your statistics, right? Like you need, like at that time, I needed to do about 10 phone calls to get 3 appointment, and I was signing up 1 or 2 clients, and I was making X amount of money. So everything is really important. Having that plan, that racing system, really helps people to focus. And that 90-day challenge that you were asking about is do kind of a game with your friends, with your colleagues. Put pictures on it. Put little pins each time you are doing an action. That's why in 90 days, a lot of people can accomplish a lot more because it's visual and at the same time, it's kind of interactive. So this is the first portion of my answer on that. Okay, so the second portion of the answer to that about how motorcycle racing and breakthrough exercise can really relate into the real life. And I have an analogy that maybe some people there get. It's like jumping out of a parachute, jumping out of a plane in parachute, skydiving. When you do something so extreme and your energy, your adrenaline, like all your cells in your body is just like freaking out, like having that tremendous fear. Sometimes when you are on the highway and you almost got an accident, you are like for 10 minutes like just freaking out in your car, right?
Right.
But when you change that energy inside yourself, it translates in everything in your life because we have the personal life, professional, emotional, personal. We have different life, different energetic field also around ourselves. And when you change something so much at the core of yourself, that's where you become unstoppable because when you get out of that bike, trust me, people have a smile like ear to ear. It's just crazy to see. And at the beginning, a lot of people, they are doing that exercise because they are so afraid. So now they realize whatever that the most scary thing in their life, after that, when they will come back at home and then in their business and having that little challenge, they can put themselves back in that motorcycle exercise and kind of re-visualize and re-energize themselves.
So this is almost like a way of really giving somebody a big dose of reality and put some real perspective on their lives.
Oh, yes. And actually, before they go on the bike, or even a lot of people, they don't even go on the bike, but they still have a breakthrough because I make them an exercise and they list all their problems, all their fear, all their blocks that they have. And for the people who go on the bike, they put that piece of paper on themselves, like underneath the gear and everything. And during the race that they are doing, about for 10 minutes on the racetrack, they think about that. And even if they don't think about that, it's kind of ingraining whatever their fear they want to overcome. And when they come back, they just take that piece of paper and they put that in the garbage. Now it's kind of a release. Now it's out of you and it's out of your field.
Well, that's definitely a way of capturing those things that get in the way of people and what they're trying to really be about and accomplish. Nadine, I love it. I think it's very helpful. Let's grab another quick break. We'll be right back with Nadine. Stay right there.
Have you considered an annuity as part of your retirement plan? Did you know that over the past 10 years, Americans put a staggering $2.3 trillion into annuities? Despite their popularity, many people are unsure about annuities. Why? Because annuities have been attacked for decades by financial folks who offer competing products or services. A lot of money is at stake. So you can imagine that financial firms who only offer investments don't want you to consider an annuity. Get the facts. Call Holland Financial to get your free copy of Annuities as Part of Your Retirement Plan. This booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities, as well as straightforward information about their costs, features, safety, and income potential. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Nadine Lajoie is on the line with us. She is an accomplished, well, in so many areas, award-winning motorcycle racer, financial expert, best-selling author, speaker, life coach, and she's got the book, Win the Race of Life with Balance and Passion at 180 miles an hour. Check out teenceoshow.com, a new program that she is working on. Fascinating for reality TV. We have a few minutes, Nadine, if you'll indulge me, which is, this really is an indulgence for me on my part, because I'm very curious about your work in the financial field. I'd like to know more if you would share about how your life lessons you've learned in the world of sports, how that translates over into the world of finance, and also your investment philosophy and some of the things that have set you apart in working with investors.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I would share my five secrets of the high achiever. It's focus, adrenaline, discipline, practice, and coaching. When you have those, like as a financial planner, I learned a lot. I was a financial planner actively between 95 and 2006. And within 11 years, I was able to semi-retire and work only 133 days a year, 23 hours working, and 16 weeks of vacation. And how did I do that? It's really about the plan and be sure that you are focusing on the right thing. And at the beginning, the first 2-3 years, I was horrible. I was not a closer. I wasn't good. But I built a lot of relationship with my clients. And even as a financial planner, I always ask them, what are your goals? Personal, professional, and spiritual. And that set me apart because I was not just the left brain, numbers, retirement plan, and all that. I built a relationship. It takes longer, but it gets you at the in a bigger goal. And I think in the financial industry and a lot of my colleagues, they are about the left brain, but we need to bring that right side, like that feminine energy, that authenticity, vulnerability, and really connecting with your client. And that's what brought me, after 4 years I was negotiating with his wife. She had only $100,000 with me, but at one point I helped the guy for Universal Life. And he put like millions of dollars into that Universal Life because I made him save millions of dollars in tax. And a lot of people, they don't understand that left brain. But if they feel connected with you, and if you work with a one-page sheet, and that's one of my secrets, get a one-page sheet. Whatever you present to your clients, make it simple, clear, and concise, so like that your client understand the major nuts and bolts, but the major thing is really the connection. And I use that always in my racing. I had so many coaches helping me out on my book, on my business. I always make sure that I connect deeply with the people, so like that it's a trust relationship that I am building. And that's why more people are willing to help me with the Teen CEO show. That's where you attract your sponsors. That now I'm in negotiation with about 8 producer or TV network that they are interested in my TV show. So now we are going to a bigger step. We are aiming for ABC, Fox, and all that. So we didn't even start to shop the show, and because we still want to have a lot of sponsors to go with that. But again, everything is building relationships.
And how about your investment philosophy? What is your approach? Are you buy and hold? Do you like to be more tactical?
My approach at that time, and now I don't have my license anymore, so I cannot really talk too much about that. But generally, I was more like a 50-70% in action, in stocks. But I was using a lot of mutual funds, mm-hmm. and a big basics of my portfolio were more conservative. And I was just keeping 20 or 30% where I was just going more in more specialized stock or in other kind of tax shelter or those kind of things. So that is the more general approach and more conservative approach.
Okay. And we've got a couple minutes. I've got one more area that I think is very important that you can speak to, Nadine, and that is not just in the financial world, but maybe other industries where they are male dominated. What do you say to women who want to excel in those fields? What do you say to them about breaking through and penetrating those markets where perhaps historically they have been male dominated?
Yeah, the first quality we can have as an entrepreneur, but especially as a woman in a man's world, is being stubborn. When you feel it in your gut, you know you are on the right track, you have your intuition, just continue to do it and don't listen to anybody else, because determination is one thing, perseverance is one thing, but few people are really, really stubborn. And if you read a lot of autobiography and all that, those people who are really, really successful, they are stubborn. So this is the one thing. And the second thing is bringing your personality, your intuition, your vulnerability, your right brain. We need to be able to mix both together at 50-50. At one point, the woman in the man's world, we were dressing like guys, we were having masculine energy, but I think now it's back to the pendulum, like in half and half. And guys and girls need to do that, being able to balance your feminine energy and your masculine energy.
Well, and I think you've hit it on the head, Nadine, with the stubborn part. I mean, I think you've got to be pretty determined and be self-determining in what you want to accomplish. And obviously, you've blazed a trail of that in your own career path. And so the CEO Teen Show is next, and I'll bet you've got other things on your to-do list after that.
Oh, yes. This is just the launching pad, because I am in discussion right now already in 4 countries. So it's right now is getting people on board, getting the right team member, the right coaches. We will have 3 different coaches per episode to teach the teenagers, CEOs, or celebrities, or coaches in business, relationship, in whatever aspect of the business that the teens will need on the show. That's where we will go and teach them. So it's really an interactive, interesting, positive, but at the same time, of course, they will have drama, because dealing with teens, even when I go to speak in school, when I make a couple of exercises with them, you can see the dynamic when the teens don't like to work with the other teens. So it's really fun to see how they start at the beginning and being really close-minded, and finally at the end, like, everybody is getting their goals and their dreams, or at least different tools to realize that. And they don't teach that in school, so that's why I'm there. That's why I have a team of experts with me to do that. And that Teen CEO Show, I think, will be just the beginning of my bigger project that I want to create a 1-week awareness against suicide and depression eventually. But this is a big, big goal with millions of people. So I need to put my name out there, become a TV host, become known, and be sure that people are acting on their dream and taking action on that.
Well, outstanding, Nadine, and I applaud your efforts, and I think you are hitting those corners one corner at a time, and good for you. Nadine Lajoie has been our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. You can check her out on NadineRacing.com and TheTeenCEOShow.com, and the book Win the Race of Life with Balance and Passion at 180 miles an hour. Nadine, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you so much.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.